Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can feel it. Something is off. Things are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources, and we're using them up.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Pure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia, but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful, you'll have to do their dirty work. They have their hands in everything. A lot of these players simply love the spotlight. Most of the celebrities, politicians, CEOs love the fame and fortune. But the ones at the top of these groups are completely evil. Many become unwillingly controlled by signing on into the club without knowing what they are actually involved with behind the scenes. Most of humanity is asleep and distracted by meaninglessness. The elite are warning us of a cyber attack, also known as a digital 9/11 event. The economy would collapse if we suffered an internet shutdown. The modern power grid relies on the internet to coordinate power plants. Without it, each country's national grid will become unbalanced, and local outages escalate into a blackout for most of the world. A society slipping into chaos will allow the elite to reset and rebuild a world for themselves. There will be events leading up to a total collapse, domestic terror attacks, biological attacks, world wars. With each event, more and more control is gained. Time is running out. If society suffers from any of these trigger events, there might be no turning back. Humanity is at the crossroads. This is happening right now. we need to reject the global agenda and know who the world rulers really are and what they are up to. The fight for humanity is happening now.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together. The year 2024. And you know all hell's already breaking loose. It's just going to get crazier ahead of this election, only 10 months away. Wow. It is January 1st, 2024. And I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right. I did an interview last Thursday with hilarious comedian, but really smart political mind, Jimmy Dore. And it was almost 3 hours long. And we covered the waterfront. He broke a lot of stuff that I didn't even know that deals with mind control being officially rolled out by the UN, the World Economic Forum, and Facebook, formerly Facebook, now Metaverse, where they're already going to set up computer systems that reportedly read your thoughts. Of course, that's not even true. And then your boss will then grade you in a social credit score on your brainwaves and your heart rate and the rest of it. And the police will come to your house because your iPhone and your appliances will be scanning your body. If your heart rate goes up, I mean, they're rolling all this out. And I knew they were planning all this. I didn't know it's now gone operational. So that's just 20 minutes of the 3 hours coming up. First, he gets into my deplatforming, and we spend some time on the whole Sandy Hook thing, which I know everybody's sick of. But you have to understand now, we know in hindsight exactly what happened with the attack on me and the PR firms, the Democratic Party, and how that PSYOP worked. And Dora has a lot of knowledge on that, so does his co-host. So that's the first part of this. And I'm tempted not even air that part, but you know what? It's important. We're going to get to it. But you definitely, once we're done talking about that, and that's only the first 30 minutes or so, it's the next 2.5 hours. We did like 2 hours, 50 minutes. And it was fast-paced, clip after clip. I mean, this guy and his crew know what's going on. He used to be a big liberal. He's still a liberal. You know, I say Tucker Carlson's a liberal. Liberal just means more freedom and anti-war and sovereignty. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. Liberal today means an authoritarian, totalitarian, control freak working for big tech and this whole cyborg takeover. So we're going to go to this interview, and then if we have time later, I'm going to come back in with some more information. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of breaking news, so look for I may be cutting in here. You know, as things break throughout the day, a lot of stuff's breaking right now. We're watching it. But here it is. And I just want to tell you, we ended up recording a better digital copy on our side. He had a little bit of audio issues here and there on their side. You know, that's the magic of interviewing people at distance. There's still issues. I mean, I'd still give it like a 95 quality. But we had our own better recording that we've spliced in with his recording. And so this is something even better than what went out last Thursday. It's gotten millions and millions and millions of views on X, tens of millions of views on other platforms. It's a very exciting interview. Some of you may have already seen parts of it, but this is a deep dive. And we cover all the current stuff going on and future stuff, and I make a lot of predictions, and I get into a lot of stuff dealing with reality and with the devil and God that I haven't really gotten into in full detail that we also spend time on. So this is a powerful must-see interview. I'm extremely excited about it, and I want to encourage everyone to tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, that's how we get past the AI and the censors. Tune in now to InfoWars.com/show. And before I go to this, please remember we're listener-supported. So we have the New Year's special. It's an extension of the Christmas special, up to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. That's the good news. The bad news is we're selling out of more than half the products. It'll be months and months and months till more X2 comes in, bodies, DNA Force Plus. We did get in a bunch of Winter Sun that everybody should be taking. It's 40% off, vitamin D3 to boost your immune system. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Team Humanity t-shirts inspired by my discussion with Elon Musk. We're Team Humanity versus Team Satan, Team Depopulation, Team Death Cult. We need funds to run this operation. Plus, these are great products. Get them all at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are some products that you can't get at InfoWarsStore.com. It's right on screen, right there. DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. One word, and you can get the silver, nano silver toothpaste, the very best toothpaste you're going to find anywhere. People love this. It's finally back in stock, but only exclusively at DrJonesNaturals.com with so many other great products you can only get at DrJonesNaturals.com. And all the other products and the free shipping and everything is at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want the silver, nano silver toothpaste, it's back in stock for a limited time at DrJonesNaturals.com. All right, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we go to the Jimmy Dore Alex Jones interview that's breaking the internet.
Alex Jones is with us. He's an Austin-based producer, director, writer, and documentary filmmaker, as well as host of The Alex Jones Show, which appears on both syndicated and internet radio. He is also the founder of InfoWars, the multimedia enterprise. He has been banned by many prominent social media outlets for a range of alleged violations, although his Twitter account was recently restored. Welcome to the show, Alex Jones.
Wow, Jimmy, I've been a big fan of you for a long time, and you're one of the only men whose spit I've had in my mouth. So I just want to say that I also had Willie Nelson spit in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
My mouth was open when you spit at me like a spitting cobra went right in my mouth. So you and Willie Nelson have both been in my mouth.
No, I stand by.
Put that on your headstone.
I stand by that you were being funny, because you were being funny. You said to Jake Uger, "I'm trying to be nice," and that was funny to me. And let's just show it. Here, I'll show it. What happened? Here it is.
No, Jake, relax.
Hold on.
We're against Saudi Arabia, you dumbass. We talk about that all the time.
Oh, really?
We talk about that all the time.
Get off the
radio. Shit. What do you think? Loser people are in charge?
No.
What do you think?
Hey, you're pissed.
Anti-liberal, you're pissed.
Bullshit.
We're being nice here.
You know what I care about? I care about the American people.
Good. You're the one putting out. Anybody hurt? I'm being nice. I'm not lying.
Everybody get the fuck off my stage.
Okay, so that there was the iced tea incident, and the ironic thing is that I thought this was going to blow up into a huge fight, fist fight, because Jake Uger was out of his mind. And you had baited him correctly and professionally, and you got exactly... I couldn't believe he was handling it that way.
He's a brawler.
And, you know, he likes...
Jake's a brawler.
He likes to say he's a brawler. But it did diffuse almost immediately after that. Like, everybody kind of walked away from that. But
if you watch the full clip, I mean, it was one of the most viral things I ever did. And people thought I snuck on your stage, like, at your offices. No, it was at the RNC 2016 in Cleveland. And it was a huge parking garage that they'd sealed up with big air conditioners in July. And so we were all milling around. I walked by, said hi to them. I've been on the show a few times. They said, yeah, maybe we'll have you on later. And I came back by and they were on break. So I went up there and gave him a Bill Clinton's a rapist t-shirt, and he just completely blew up when he saw Roger Stone walking by and said, Roger, you're not going to crash my show. And so then I thought it was all a joke, and then he got madder and madder and madder and madder, and then he went on air basically and said, We're here in our studio, and he got into the building and it basically acted like I had like a James Bond snuck in. Instead, it was out in the middle with other shows 15 feet away, booths everywhere. You guys had a big stage. So that's the truth of that story, and it was a lot of fun.
So, you obviously you didn't sneak into the building because there was security letting everyone in. You had to go through security to get in, and of course you couldn't sneak in with a camera crew. And we had seen you. I'd seen you walking back and forth earlier that day, and so we knew you were there. I didn't know that somebody had invited you onto that stage. I know you had been on Jake's show before. He had interviewed you at least a couple of times that I saw. So I didn't know that was going to happen. And
Let me be clear, because I don't want to be deceptive. You guys had one of the main stages. There was only like two or three in the whole building. Everybody else had little booths.
Right.
Hundreds of broadcasters. I walked by and I said, "Hey, you want me on?" They said, "Yeah, come back later." And so he wasn't like, "Get on the stage." They're like, "Yeah, come back later." I was like, "Sure." I went and did like 30 minutes of more interviews, was walking back by. He's like, "We'll be right back." I thought, "Hey," jumped up to troll him a little with the t-shirt. So it is true that I did.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man. your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Of a martyr, it actually lifts him up and makes more people interested in what he has to say, and then all his accusations of the establishment suppressing him ring true because it actually is happening. This antidote for bad speech in a free, open society is not suppression of that speech. The antidote to bad speech in a free and open society is more speech. You don't all of a sudden start saying, well, I have a secret group of billionaire, Silicon Valley billionaires, and they're going to decide what's actually free speech and what's not. They're going to protect us. I don't need them to protect us. I don't need some Danny state. I don't need the government to protect me from harmful speech. I don't need a billionaire in Silicon Valley to protect me from harmful speech. I've been exposed to harmful speech my entire goddamn life. So what else are you going to start banning? What is fake news? Because I'll tell you, the biggest fake news story of my lifetime was Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction. That was the biggest fake news propaganda story in the history of my life. Should the Washington Post be deplatformed then because they posted fake news? You know, we just did a story a few weeks ago on the Jimmy Dore Show. Facebook took down a newspaper's Facebook page because the newspaper for the 4th of July posted the Declaration of Independence. And they took it down because of hate speech inside the Declaration of Independence. That's a fact that happened. And they had only posted the first half of the Declaration of Independence. And their Facebook page got a strike or temporary ban. And then they were afraid to post the second half because it might happen again. So that's the world we're living in right now. The antidote to bad speech is not suppression of that speech. The antidote to bad speech is more speech.
That's been debunked, Jimmy.
So I just want to let everybody know that I'm sure Tucker didn't know, but I did defend you, and I defended I defended free speech and the First Amendment, and to the point where I got into screaming matches on air with the executives at the Young Turks over this, and I couldn't. My mind was blown that they were cheering on your censorship. So
what was their take that was like, no?
Their take was that, well, you can't post pornography, so they should be able to. And I'm like, that is not what's going on here. And
by the way, Jimmy, if I can respond to that,
yeah,
that's a great point. You notice we didn't talk before this interview.
No,
this is unscripted. I remembered, so I didn't even know you were going to play that clip. I didn't know out of the gates. That's the first thing I brought up was I appreciate that you were one of the few people up front that saw what was happening. They were exaggerating what I said out of context, demonizing me, so that everybody else would accept me being taken off air, so they then had the prototype to get everybody else taken off air. And it later came out in government documents in the Wall Street Journal that indeed they chose me as a colorful, flamboyant person to get the public to accept that as basically training wheels to get everybody on board. But you hit the nail on the head. I've never killed anybody. Madeleine Albright tripled the sanctions on Iraq, as if it wasn't bad enough when George Herbert Walker Bush did, and killed several million people. She was in the middle of office as Secretary of State, and she gets asked by 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, a million people have died, half a million are children. Is that a good price to pay for what you did? She said, yeah, it's a good price to pay. We're proud of it. You know, basically, we do it again. Okay, she's lauded and worshipped. And then they knew they were lying about WMDs, and you get Colin Powell up there with the anthrax and all of that garbage they knew wasn't true. And so they've killed millions of people, but then I am set up in civilization and society as the worst person who's ever existed because I agree with a couple callers calling in once saying, yeah, probably is fake. And they literally cobble that together, have a PR firm. I wasn't deplatformed for that. They needed something afterwards because it made me a martyr, what you predicted. So they dredged up this earlier stuff, exaggerated it times 100, then defaulted me in court cases when I gave them all the stuff. There was no case. The judges found me guilty and then told juries that I was worth $400 million when I was actually broken upside down, last year, and now it's finally come out in court and my bankruptcy that I was upside down when the judge says, you're not broke, you're a liar, and your lawyers can't put on any evidence. We're going to have a financial expert who hadn't even reviewed my documents get up on the stand and tell the jury I'm worth $400 million. I mean, and now Trump has a judge over his trial, his civil trial in New York. This is what they're doing. And if, even if you hate Alex Jones or hate the distilled clips people seen, you know, that's really a straw man, fine, I'm the devil. When you take my speech, just like old-fashioned liberals were smart, they said, let the idiot KKK march. We hate them. They're horrible. But if we take these scumbags' rights, everybody else's is gone, and our rights are too valuable. So, Jimmy, you're an old-fashioned liberal. And I would say Tucker Carlson's an old-fashioned liberal. I know him well. We're friends. We go hunting. I've known him well for 10 years. You're around Tucker. He is a real old-fashioned liberal. He's anti-war. He's pro free speech. He's for populist. He's against the big corporations. He's for monopoly busting, just like you. And that's why I got arrested for protesting George W. Bush. I was against those wars. I was against the Patriot Act. I don't even really call myself a conservative. I'm a populist, pro-human American, and that's why they feared me and misrepresented what I actually said and what I did.
And so tell me the misrepresentation of what of your positions that got you banned.
When I was able to co-host a show for 2.5 hours a couple weeks ago with Elon Musk on Spaces, that just the main show had 20 million views, over 100 million views, the clips, biggest Spaces that Elon's ever done. And I hear we're going to do another one soon. He was told by Tucker privately and others, hey, Alex was not the platform for Sandy Hook. He thought that. And he said on the air, he goes, no, I went to the log, and I noticed it was for confronting Oliver Darcy, who had been taking my sponsors and getting me kicked off things and bragging about it. So I saw him in D.C. going in a committee hearing that they were talking about me at later. And I confronted him and said, man, you're an anti-American person. Well, they called that bullying, and that was the final strike that took me off of Twitter at the time. And so then it only made me bigger for a while. And so they now bragged about it once they won these court cases by rigging them. A PR firm put out press releases when they won the Connecticut case, the second one in November of last year, 2022. That'd be 2 years ago, or you know, 2 years back. And I didn't know what happened until later. So, yeah, Sandy Hook happens. It's real. I think it happened. It's a terrible tragedy. School shootings, you know, are real. A bunch of academics and people start looking at anomalies. It becomes this huge internet thing, hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. Other people covering it, the professors in Florida and Wisconsin and a school safety guy and a bunch of people. And it turned out some of the things they said were true. Some weren't. Turns out a couple of them are probably schizophrenic. And I simply covered it on a few shows, had callers call in. What they put in evidence was 22 minutes over 6 years. It was 6 years after, 7 years after they sued me. I hadn't talked about it when they sued me for over 2 years. Barely ever talked about it, but they cherry-picked it. The PR firm put the clips out, ran it right as I was being right after I was deplatformed in 2018. Suddenly, it's like they were invading a country. The propaganda was in sometimes every newspaper, almost every day. Mm-hmm. Nightline, or that's already gone. PBS, CNN, every show. Ted Koppel did chime in on other shows, but it wasn't Nightline. Dan Rather, all of them come out against me. I mean, Old Guard, they had 60-minute shows about it. They had NBC Dateline shows about it. And they said, he's currently going to their houses. He's currently sending people to their houses. He's currently urinating on graves. Again, folks, what we've covered so far is important. It's historical. But the Jimmy Dore interview gets better and better and better in the next 2 hours. It gets 100%. Some of the best information we've ever covered is coming up, but I didn't want to hack off the front. So more coming up right after this break. Please stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I still can't get over it. 2024, January 1st, and we're still on air thanks to you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I tell you, God is good. God is great. Your prayers have been amazing. We're still on air despite all the attacks, and we're back in the saddle, reaching tens of millions of new people conservatively a day on X alone. All these new radio stations are calling. TV stations, cable stations wanting to put us on because people now know, going back 29 years on air, and they're digging up all that old footage that's going viral too. People are like, how the hell does this guy know all this? Folks, the globalists have a battle plan. And I'm just trying to get everybody else to realize that everything they said they'd do 30 years ago, they've basically gotten done. And now they're accelerating it. All right, continuing with the Jimmy Dore interview. And we're covering censorship and the lies and, you know, getting into how the PR networks and deep state destroys people. This is all important. I'd give it a 90, you know, in info we cover. But the 70% of the interview, and when we're about to start getting into it, is gold. and we really cover the waterfront. So please stay with us. This is the Jimmy Dore, Alex Jones interview, the first big show of the year. And it was so good, I thought we should just re-air this right now as our first show of the year. They said he's currently going to their houses. He's currently sending people to their houses. He's currently urinating on graves. None of that ever was put in court. No one ever did any of that anyways. And so then they sue me for years to get all these depositions. We give them all the discovery. There's nothing there. And they go, you didn't give us everything. You're defaulted. So now we're going to have a trial on damages, but you're already guilty. And then the judges in both places wouldn't let us. They had my phone because we gave them the phones. When they go, oh, he actually gave us his phone. No, no, no. We've given them all my phones. The real reason the lawyers got sanctioned is with the phones, they accidentally just gave them all raw, and they gave them some of the Sandy Hook medical records from those depositions. So the lawyers did mess up, but they already had the phones. So I've given them all the phones. How am I not giving them all my text messages, all my emails, getting defaulted, and then they have from my lawyers a whole phone? Okay? And so this is the type of crap in the Perry Mason moment. They go, we got you. We got your phone. And you didn't give us the stuff. And I went, you got my phone because I gave it to my lawyers. And they're like, well, you gave us the raw phone, you son of a bitch. So I'm like, yeah, my lawyers messed up and did that. I had nothing to hide. I'm like, here's my three phones in the last 7 years. I kept them, take all the things off. And the best they got was my wife taking a dick pic of me. That I never took a dick pic. And I'm like, look at the, I go, oh my God, wife, because remember that time you were asleep? I took a picture. And so they have a picture of my ding dong. So that's the type of weirdness that goes on. Then the PR firms, after they won, came out and said, and they got bought by the biggest PR firm in the country right after that, that they were already big out of New York.
Who were they?
And they, I forget the exact name. If you want, I'll Google it.
It's not the ones that try to do Rogan, is it? The scumbag Midas Touch, Misles Brothers. That's the ones who got that thing going at Rogan, the big N-word Spotify controversy because he mentioned ivermectin. That's those guys.
Yeah, I don't want to get into inside baseball because Joe's asked me not to, but let's just say you're hot.
I'm just curious. I bet there's a couple of
them. It was a whole bunch of them. It was a whole bunch. I mean, I could search engine it. It has a particular name. They put out press releases when they, quote, won the case saying, hey, we brought his evil to the attention of the public in 2018. Then we got him sued, and now we're going to shut him down. So what they did is they went and cobbled together some stuff, blew it all up, exaggerated it times 100, and then, I mean, I had people in the grocery store going, listen, you son of a bitch, you stop going to their houses. This is even like a year ago, and I'm like, I never went to their houses. I've never been to Connecticut. I've now since been there at the court case. I'm like, I didn't, no one ever went to their houses. No one peed on, there's no proof. They just get up on the stand. Listen to this. There was an FBI agent. I never said his name. Look this up. It was in court. They admitted it. Never said his name. No one ever covered it on my network at InfoWars. Didn't know who he was. The internet saw him with his gun pointing up the wrong direction with no FBI stuff on when he went in. And he is an FBI agent. And he sued me saying because a few people called his office to see if he was real. That was his testimony. He got $95 million. I never said his name, didn't know who he was till he sued me. And then my lawyer goes, has Mr. Jones ever said your name? No. Well, what happened to you? And he goes, well, I had to take 6 hours of psychological stuff because one time a man called me at the office to see if I was really an FBI agent. $95 million. I mean, that is in the trial where I couldn't respond. And the judge gave us over 30 things I couldn't say. Couldn't say I was in bankruptcy. Let me say that I only talked about it in 22 minutes in all those years. Never could tell people I'd apologized before they ever sued me because I'm like, I'm not the Sandy Hook guy. I apologize. I think it happened. I was just playing devil's advocate. And both judges in Connecticut and Texas literally had the same list I couldn't say. And that's why when I did say, I'm in bankruptcy, she goes, shut it down, get the jury out, get off the stand, go sit down. And she goes, Mr. Jones, you're a liar. You're not bankrupt. You're not broke. And she goes, now, financial expert, we could not respond, got up for a full day and said, this man, I've examined his books, and never examined our books, is worth $400 million. I was millions in the hole then. Okay? Millions in the hole then. And I'm like, here's my filed bankruptcy. The judge said, you're not entering that. And so, again, whether you think I'm good or bad, folks, they murdered justice in a PR-run operation. And then, I'm not supposed to get into this, but you weren't warm. You were white hot with what you said. They then got the text messages, and imagine whose text messages are on there. Innocuous stuff like, hey, let's get a steak. Hey, what's going on? Hey, man, come to the club tonight. And then there was a behind-the-scenes harassment operation that went on against somebody. So this is dragnet. Just attack. Go after whoever you can. It's unbelievable.
It's what they do to espionage, like people for espionage.
Yeah. So, and you know.
Well, I'm ranting on that, but let me just throw this bookmark in and then I'll shut up, Jimmy. I knew this when Obama left office in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act 2017. His last act, major act, was to sign the Defense Authorization. He got $2 billion in there to set up the Office of Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, which then started the Trump's a Russian agent, and yeah. Now we can spy on his whole operation, and we can get General Flynn because he's a communist, and then now they admit with the weaponization hearings, off of that wheel, at the middle of that wheel, they built the spokes of the censorship, the surveillance, the FBI, the CIA, coordinating all the censorship. That's all admitted. I knew that. This would get no news coverage. I remember when I was deplatformed 4 years ago, watching the House Armed Services Committee meeting where they had the Pentagon's experts saying, Mr. Jones is a Russian disinformation agent. We're tracking him, and we're now working with big tech and AI to block his Russian influence. I have the clip. So what I'm saying is exactly what your co-host just said is that is what I was and we know a three-letter agency used law firms. The top Democrat law firms in the country ran this. Law firms, PR firms, but it was the Justice Department. Listen to this in my bankruptcy, and they were dumb enough to send an email. This is a year ago. The Justice Department sent an email to my famous bankruptcy lawyer here, well-known, super respected, done some of the biggest bankruptcies in the country for like chemical giants, and says, Mr. Jones will not be afforded the bankruptcy system. This is a hurdle he will not get across. And then the Justice Department came into the case, and when I'm in these depositions, they have 1 to 2 federal agents in the room hoping to find something. And I've been so transparent, so real, all the bookkeeping checked out, everything was true. Remember all the headlines? Alex Jones, he's got secret accounts. Alex Jones has offshore accounts. Alex Jones has hundreds of millions of dollars. You can go to Bloomberg. I was actually covering today. You can go to the Connecticut News. Alex Jones is broke, sold his car and his guns and his, you know, basically wife's jewelry. I am $3 million in the hole right now. You can read them. Here's the headline. Alex Jones is broke and selling his stuff. Here's how he got there. Bloomberg. Alex Jones gets green light to sell his guns and cars. Bloomberg. They now admit that I'm $3 million in the hole. I was under penalty of perjury all this. So now they flipped from, oh, we were wrong. He didn't hide $400 million.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
January 1st, here we are. All right, we're getting into the really powerful parts now as we get ready to end this hour in the next 10 minutes, 12 minutes. And we're going to come back the second hour, and it just gets more hardcore, more hard-hitting, more thought-provoking, tons of energy, great comments by Jimmy Dore and his co-host and others, great research. This is critical information. We're getting into the mind control, the globalists, the propaganda, how to stop them, how to take back both political parties, how to take back our world. This is the Jimmy Dore, Alex Jones interview from last Thursday. Oh, they also sued my dad, my mom, my family. My what? Dad spent his whole savings, who was a dentist for 49 years. My dad has no money, can't even pay his property taxes. My dad spent $1.5 million in the last couple, and they think it's funny. They think it's funny claiming my dad had hidden money. I know I'm ranting. I'm going to shut up now.
So, and the reason why, so I had said that, well, first they come for Alex Jones, and then they're going to come for us. If you're doing independent news and you're speaking against the wars, they're going to come for us. And so that's why you have to stand up right now. And, of course, nobody at the Young Turks will ever go against the wars. They're always for the wars. They're always for whatever the establishment wants, whether it's smearing Julian Assange or pushing Russiagate hoax or COVID lockdowns and demeaning ivermectin and lying about that. They're all for all of it. So that's why they didn't care that you got banned, because they're never, ever going to go against the establishment.
Well, they're given talking points. Nobody, I can tell, nobody gives you talking points. Nobody gives me talking points. And that's why they don't like us, is because that's why they don't like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan says exactly what he really thinks. And they don't like authenticity. But the people like it. So, yeah, you were big back at the time you defended me. You were big. You're gigantic now. So it's kind of fair what Tucker said is no huge show defended Jones. No okay. Show he heard of.
So what it went from you, and then it immediately went to journalists, and then it went to leading journalists, then it went to the leading doctors and scientists in their field, and then it went to the former president of the United States. They banned everybody. So it wasn't just Alex Jones. They banned anybody and everybody, including anybody who had any counter narrative to the establishment narrative around war, around COVID, around lockdowns, around January 6th, around anything. Anybody who had anything to say that the CIA, the FBI, and the establishment didn't want them to say, they banned, they censored, and they discredited. And I've firsthand have knowledge of that.
You know what? One of the first bullshit testing on who we can like do this to was Gamergate. There's people that work in real journalism that to this day still bring that up like that was a real thing. It was the exact same kind of bullshit. I had the whole media do it to me for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Rose, I'll never forget that tweet at me. Then he got Me Too'd later, that piece of shit. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. So do you think the reason why they went after you so hard and they had to take you down, they had to do all this nefarious stuff, twist your words to take you down, was so that they could set a precedent, so they knew what was coming, so they knew that they were going to want to censor anybody and everybody, and so they had to have somebody to start with, and that's what that was?
I actually know this, and I always forget the name of the article because I don't usually subscribe to stuff, but I had to get behind a paywall to find it. About 6 months before I got deplatformed in August of 2018, when Tim Cook literally held a powwow meeting, he admitted and decided to curate me, and they wouldn't even say why. Then they gave some fake reasons later, not Sandy Hook. I remember 6 months before that, I don't remember the exact Wall Street Journal headline, but there was another article about it called "Hold on to your tinfoil hat, Alex Jones." It was like Gizmodo. "Hold on to your tinfoil hat, Alex Jones. You're about to be taken off the air." And then it was a synopsis of the Wall Street Journal. This Wall Street Journal article was one of those articles for the corporate elite. And so it was like 25 pages long. I go subscribe to it, and I forget the exact headline. And it was NATO meeting with the tech heads in Europe.
Wow.
And meeting with News Corp. And they said in the article, "Don't worry, when News Corp splits and sells its entertainment division, we're still going to be popular." So this was to the shareholders of News Corp through the Wall Street Journal that they actually also own on the news division when it split. And so I'm reading this 20-something page article, and it says, "Soon the internet will be like cable TV." I think they use Netflix as an example. "You'll have 1,000 channels maybe, but that'll be it. We're not going to let people go to all these old sites and alternative sites. And we're going to do it by going after Assange. When the left doesn't stand up for him, the journalists don't, we'll have the left. Then we're demonizing Alex Jones. He's a horrible person. When we then take him off the air and the right wing doesn't stand up because they don't want to be next, then when we take off the next person, the next person, the next person, it's human nature, no one will stand up and we'll take them all, liberals and conservatives." And I've got to find that article again. But it was a 20-something page battle diagram. So I go on air with it and I say, "I'm about to be taken off," because that was a high-level article, not for pop culture, but for real business people to invest in News Corp when they split their entertainment division. And they explained, "We're going to end freedom on the internet and we're going to use this punk to do it." So it wasn't that I was that important. I was big, sure. And I was populist, and they fear that. And I was uncontrolled. But they chose me because I did do clownish stuff a lot, and I still do. I have fun. I'm on the air 4 hours a day.
Please listen to me very carefully. If you don't have enough vitamin D3 in your body, which particularly happens in the winter months because sun and your skin produce vitamin D3 naturally, if you don't have enough vitamin D in your body, you will get viral infections and the viruses will replicate in your body. That's the number one cause of viral infection and viral replication and illness. Vitamin D3 is so incredibly important. We have the highest quality organic vitamin D3 back in stock, winter sun, for 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points for the new year. So this 2024, do the right thing. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Get winter sun at InfoWarsStore.com, and then more importantly, take it. It's the highest quality. Winter sun, 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, get vitamin D3 organic and take it. Vitamin D3 is beyond critical. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
And so I was just chosen as patient zero along with Julian Assange. It was me and Julian is who was in the article, and it's very cold-blooded. So, yes, they admit that I was the first domino.
And the feds tried to take your cat, right? Were you able to keep him?
It's actually true. My wife, the cat's like 4 years old now. We got for my now six-year-old daughter, she wanted a cat, the other cat we love so much, had snuck out of the house and got down the street and got run over. And so we heard that ragdoll cats were really great. Other Joe Rogan stories, those are the best cats ever, super smart. So I get a ragdoll, and folks, they are amazing. It's like a dog. It's super smart. We go on walks on the golf course and follows us. It's amazing. Listen, one day I walk in when the cat's a year old, and it's on the toilet pissing. Didn't teach it how. It just saw us doing it. Swear to God, strike me down if it's not true. And so my point is, I'm in a deposition with the U.S. Justice Department and like seven lawyers deposing me in the conference room. They came here in the conference room right through those doors, and they look at me, and the federal Justice Department says, "Mr. Jones, how much did your cat cost?" And I said, "I think it cost $2,000. And they said, "All right, well, we're going to put that on there as an asset. You're going to have to give up." And I said, "Is that a joke?" And they said, "No, we're serious." But they're going to give me an opportunity. My bankruptcy is almost over. I'm selling everything right now, which I don't even care about, including this watch soon. I'm going to have my dad or somebody buy the cat for me. So, no, they are trying to take the cat.
Wow. Kind of unbelievable.
I know that doesn't sound real.
Sounds real to me. I think the pigs.
The news called them and they admitted it.
They think that's great. Like they think, yeah, his whole life. It's like cancel pigs, but you know, with the real full force of the U.S. government behind them.
By the way, the Willie Nelson story is true too.
Tell me about that.
Okay, I used to know Willie really well. I used to go to his house and play chess with him outside Austin. Because he was real anti-war, and he hated George Bush. He saw my movies about the war, and so he came to one of my movie showings one time. And so for about 2 years, I hung out with him probably 10, 15 times. About 10 years ago, I went to dinner with him once, but he's kind of, even then his brain was not 100% what he used to be. But I knew him when he was 74, 75. He even invited me out to Maui and stuff. I never went. But the point was, we got to be decent friends. And I'd go out to his house and hang out at Luck with him, and I'd smoke a lot of pot with him. I'm not a big pot guy, but he smoked pot with Willie. And he has those vaporizer volcanoes back before most people heard of them. This is like, you know, in like 2007 and 8 stuff. And we would smoke pot till I couldn't walk and playing chess. And he would just keep, and he would suck on it and keep saying one more, and he would just keep going. I mean, when he says roll me up and smoke me. But the point was, when Willie Nelson hands you that thing, it's dripping with spit. All right, folks, that's it for hour number one, the first hour of the first show of the Alex Jones Show in 2024. We'll be right back with hour number 2, 3, and 4. Please stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.